Andre Muttonlou, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good. We just talked to your guy, Dion Branch. He said he got down to Louisville, watched his alma mater, did some family stuff during the bye week. How did Andre Carter spend the bye week this year?
It was good. I had an opportunity to go back to California and with my wife, my son, and see my daughter, who's, believe it or not, in high school. She's getting grown on me. And, you know, that time was definitely limited. You know when you're old, when your kids smooze you and be like, oh, look at that. By the way, can I have some money? I need to go to the mall. So that was a new one.
Yeah, nice little week reminder. Here we go. Back at it again. My daughter's in high school. Get away from the game. Relax.
That's it. Relax a little bit. But besides that, it was good. Caught up with some friends and had an enjoyable time. Now the batteries are recharged and back to work. Back to reality, as we say.
I was asking Dion about, you know, when does it kind of click? You know, is it? He said it was kind of Sunday watching football, being like, all right, it's time for me to get back in the field and focus for next week. Is it the same for you?
Yep, that's the same for me. Watching when Sunday comes, and I know I have my Twitter account, so you see all the players that you follow, the friends that you follow, and they mention who's playing and the little rivalries that are getting started. So probably around that time on Sunday morning, you know, okay, it's back to work.
Speaking of Twitter, do you follow Rob Gronkowski on Twitter? Follow his antics over the weekend.
You know what? I need to.
Yeah, you do. We all do, Andre.
I need to. I heard he's pretty funny on there, so I got to check him out, see what stuff he's talking about.
He's got one. He showed up on a Twitter account this weekend, shirt off with an attractive young female, Andre Carter.
Goodness. Yeah, I'm sure you'll be hearing about that.
Why am I not surprised? Why am I not surprised? That's my boy for you. You know, he got to show the guns, show the abs. No, he's a young boy. He's a youngster. I guess he can do that.
You mentioned the bye week. You're a veteran. You've been in this league a long time. Is the mental aspect of the bye week as important, Andre, at this point to you as the physical aspect of it, getting your body a break?
I think so. Granted, I was mentioned a lockout. Granted, when you kind of come back from getting your body, your mind in training camp, and then you got the preseason, regular season, it's always good just to take a fresh breath of air and you know, recharge the batteries physically as well as mentally. I mean, it could just be such a grind. So it was always important just to get away and, you know, find a certain hobby if anybody has a hobby, and just relax. It's just it wears and tears on you sometimes.
You guys have made some strides the last couple of weeks defensively as a unit. Is the bye week a good time to kind of look back and continue to improve, or is it more of, hey, listen, we got a good thing going, I'd like to play again next week?
I think, during the times that we had united and watched film, we did see, okay, these are things we did positive and these are things that we did negative from the beginning of the season to currently. So, yeah, you have an opportunity just to kind of reflect on everything and say, okay, this is our identity. Now this is something that we have to learn from and take from and grow on from there and take it for the next opponent.
There was a good story. Shalise Manzayoung in the Boston Globe yesterday, Andre. Not sure if you saw it, but I used to talk to her about how you ended up here in New England. And I found it interesting you talked about that switch they made with you in Washington. Had you as a 4-3 defensive end most of your career. They put you outside on the 3-4, and it just wasn't your favorite thing to do. Can you talk about the difference between, you know, what the Redskins had asked you to do and what here now the Patriots have you doing for this defense, Andre?
Well, it's just, as you know, it's kind of like night and day. I mean, when I came to the New England Patriots, they needed a defensive end. I played right side. As you know, sometimes I do flip-flop, but I asked them, is this a position that I'd be able to put my hand on the dirt, because that's how I'm more effective. And talking to Coach Belichick and talking to the remainder of most of the coaches, that's what they knew I could do. They knew my potential. Now, playing linebacker, I tell everybody, if you can combine the number of snaps throughout my career, whether it's high school, college, and NFL, all the number of snaps I took as a defensive line, which is a lot compared to playing outside linebacker, which is very minimal, one's just going to outweigh the other. It's just all about repetition. But I tell everybody, I mean, granted, even though I didn't fit in that system, I was a professional. I never complained. I came there ready to work. And, you know, at the same time, I learned more about the game, understanding how the coverages work, how things work in the back end. So from a positive aspect, it did enlighten me to become a better player and have a little better understanding of knowledge of the game of football, especially in that particular scheme. Like I said, it is a unique scheme. It's just unfortunate I just wasn't the right fit.
Now you guys got a quarterback this week in Ben Roethlisberger who, you know, his whole career, he gets outside the pocket, he can make some things happen. Is that the biggest challenge with facing a guy like that this week?
Or just a quarterback in general that's just known to scramble and make things happen. He can be very dangerous. So as a pass rusher, whether it's a defensive end or defensive tackle, just as a blitzer, you just kind of got to know and understand, okay, where is he looking at and what he's trying to accomplish. I think everybody in general, we just got to continue to keep our motors running and just try to bring them down or try to bring them flustered and like I said, bring them down, which he is a hard quarterback to bring him down. I've had my experiences against him. I mean, he's a tough man. But I think overall, if you can just get him flustered, put his hand in his face or, just try to confuse him a little bit so he can make bad passes or force interceptions, that's definitely the goal.
In terms of his size, though, Andre, he looks like he could play defensive end. He looks like he could play tight end in this league. Is he the biggest quarterback in terms of the physical toughness that you guys will face?
Yes. I believe so far this season. And throughout my career, I think he's the biggest quarterback I've ever experienced. Besides, Donovan McNabb, when I had played against him, he was real elusive, and he just like, how do you get this guy down? You just sometimes the defense will always say, you just got to take your shot. You got to take your shot, and if you miss, get up and try to rally to him again. But that's what he does best, and he's been successful doing it.
Without giving away defensive secrets, is it a different approach with Roethlisberger? Because I think the numbers would tell you that this guy is actually better, Andre, when he gets out of the pocket. There are some guys you want to flush, you want to make him run, you want to make him have to make a play on the run. Ben just makes throws on the run. He seems to be better when he is on the run. So is that a different approach you have to take with a guy that seemingly is good when you get him flushed?
Yeah, that's a good question. Through my experience of playing against Ben, as a pass rusher, you just can't be tentative. And I think a lot of defensive schemes who play against quarterbacks like Ben in general, you just gotta play your game. Because if you end up being tentative, either way, you're in a lose-lose situation. So it's just better to go after them and attack off his opponents and just try to rally to them the best way you can. Because if you kind of end up being on your toes, you're kind of taking up space, so there's just no purpose in that.
Now, I know it's been some tough years, the last few years in Washington, as far as big games. I know that, the NFC East, every game's a big game there, but this Pittsburgh, New England, every single year just seems to mean so much in the AFC. It's a big week. The last time, does it feel good being involved in that type of atmosphere? Maybe in the last few years of Washington, you just didn't feel it.
Even though when I was in Washington and granted our record didn't speak for itself, but the intensity was still high, whether it was the division rivalry or just playing a team that's within the NFC. The same thing kind of goes from there. Now, I'm aware of the history between New England and Pittsburgh Steelers. Just from watching football so many years, it's always been kind of a back and forth thing. So, I just think overall it's just going to be a tense week on both sides of the ball, and we just got to be on the air game, and they know they got to be on the air game as well. It's kind of one of those games that's going to be a physical game.
Last one for me. At some point, if you guys decide to put like a Cal alumni game together, I was looking at some of the guys now in the league with Jackson and Rodgers and yourself. That's a pretty good group you guys now have, playing a pretty high level in the National Football League.
They're doing well, and as a Cal alum, I'm very proud to see the men that you've mentioned. They're making a name for themselves. Even Gonzalez, can't forget about Gonzalez. I know he's up there as far as the veteranship, but he's making history himself. So overall, I'm proud of my Golden Bears. Now, Grant, we don't get much respect when it comes to the SEC and the Big East, but we got some athletes in the NFL, so I can't complain.
All right, looking for the Quincy jump this week, by the way. I don't know,
the call.
Yeah, we're looking for it now. We're going to watch for it every week.
I appreciate it. I told everybody, I said, what happened was, in regards to that question, my son happened to be there in the locker room, so that's why I mentioned the Quincy jump. Sometimes with a couple sacks, celebration. It's just kind of like that little voice on your shoulder. It's like, yeah, do that. Yeah, that sounds cool. Go, yeah. So you just have fun. This is a great game. And when you make a big play, you got to celebrate. But at the same time, you got to be aware of when the down and distance is, because you don't want to overexert yourself, too.
So we're going to see it again? You're talking around. We want to see this thing again. Was that a one-time thing?
Listen, I can't promise anything, man. I'm just going to have fun and play football, man. That's it. That's what it boils down to.
Andre, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. God bless y'all. Have a good one.
There he is, Patriots defensive end Andre Carter, part of a Patriots Monday. We'll get a top of the hour, get back to your phones. Troy Brown will join the conversation as well. Keep it here.